So Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Kenneth Pedrick, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-P-E-D-R-I-C-K, date of birth 06-24-1936, date of appointment January 31st, 2023, requesting physician Walter Cummings, W-A-L-T-E-R-C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. Dear Dr. Cummings, I have the pleasure of seeing Kenneth Pedrick today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 86-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came with a daughter's friend today in my office. He is having a back issue for a long time. Presently, his toes are hurting. Calf, leg and thighs are also hurting. He is having a lower back pain. His feet are numb. He is getting physical therapy, but he fell down over there and the therapy was stopped. His legs gave out. He is having pain in the legs and back. Legs are weak. Hands are okay. Past medical history, prostatic cancer, back pain, hypertension. Past surgical history, back surgery, allergy to dye, medication. Metoprolol, Centrum Silver, Losartan, Diltiazem, Eliquis, 5 mg, 2 times daily, and medical marijuana. Social history, ex-smoker and drinker, stopped smoking and drinking in 1980. He used medical marijuana. His widow lives alone, have 2 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, 1 sister, 1... brother deceased due to the cancer and Agent Orange. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, south bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no facial, no dysarthria, our pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, mild action tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 3/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxia, Ramberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 86-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history an examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, degenerative disc disease in the lumbar spine. Number 4, back pain. Number 5, tremors. Number 6, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. fall. Please rewrite again. Although he has a chronic back problem, but his recent falls is due to the peripheral sensory neuropathy and gait ataxia. At this time, I advised him to use walker and cane. I would like to order EMG of the lower extremity and blood test, including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. He need to follow with his spine surgeon for a back problem. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.